I have to tell you, when I was a youngster, I was always fascinated about this scripture. I really was. I can't imagine anything worse than being stuck in the desert. Well, the wilderness, whatever. And all of the temptations that Christ really went through. And I can remember really being a young youngster there listening to the minister tell the sermon. And I remember Dr. Henry. He was the most boring man I've ever seen in a pulpit. And I was always being asked to leave church because I was doing something else. I told you about that. But this scripture got me glued in my seat. It did. And I kept thinking about that. Why would Jesus go in that awful place? And is the devil that real? Wow, what bargaining agents. I didn't think bargaining agents then, but I do now. How he was dealing with Christ and taking all of these things and offering them and Jesus saying no. And I thought, that's something else. We were talking in confirmation this morning. I said one of the most difficult things in the world is to take the scripture and to try to make it live for you. To make sense out of scripture so it fits your lifestyle, the way you think, the way you live. And then I thought back again when I was walking over to the church from confirmation class, that thing still bothers me. That scripture that we're going to read this morning. Can you imagine being alone in the wilderness, 40 days and 40 nights? Not even a Holiday Inn close by. Pretty miserable. But the interesting aspect, when you look at these temptations and you try to put an application in terms of your own life, we've got a lot in our own wilderness that we have to deal with. Believe it or not. Open your Bibles. This is a good lesson for the first Sunday of Lent and for our communion and for everything that we're doing because it has to deal with life itself. Jesus confronted hunger and power and prestige. And the question that you really need to raise in your mind as I proceed really is, how or where do we experience the wilderness in our lives? Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 13. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live by bread alone." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant, all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all authority, their authority and splendor, for it's been given to me and I can give it to anyone I want. So if you worship me, it will all be yours." Jesus answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Jesus answered, It says, do not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time. It's the way it goes, isn't it? A more opportune time where we face temptation and where we have problems that we can't solve and we want to go the easy route if we possibly can. This lesson really has a wider scope than just Jesus' temptations because it focuses on the humanity which Jesus represents. Our wilderness temptations. Our wilderness temptations are a far different form than what we've just read from this little bit of scripture because they really come at us in the human condition that all of us face, illness, physical and mental illness, emotional distress, the human condition. How do you deal with it? Or addictions. The new part of our humanity is dealing with addictions. We heard it over and over again about New Hampshire being the number one state with heroin use. Holy Toledo. Because I guess if I lived in that climate, I probably would too. Human condition. Jesus' wilderness was a desert. It says 40 days, so 40 nights too. Ours may be a very comfortable place. It may be the living room, the dining room. It could be the office. Could be while we're driving the car. But it's those things and in those places that we find frightening things occurring in our lives. How do we deal with them? We lean on God's promises at times like this, but it takes practice to lean on those promises. But too often we don't practice what we preach usually to ourselves. Do we trust God enough to take away life's little upsets and turmoil that we're facing? Do we? Do we trust God enough to help us with our decisions and our hopes? You know, we can twist and turn Scripture just as well as the devil does in this story of temptation. And we do it, and we hear it every single day of our lives, the way people manipulate the Word of God to suit themselves. This is the year for it, isn't it? Anytime we have an election, we hear a lot of scripture that's usually out of context. But we don't test God. We're not in that business. It says so in this scripture. God is not pulling the puppet strings of life, people. He's not maneuvering us like this. It never occurs that way. But we have to get through life with God and the chaos that life imparts to itself. There, in the midst of these wilderness places, Jesus is fasting and praying and rejecting the devil's best work. And boy, oh boy, those are some really good testings that are going on. There is more to life than food. There is more to life than power. There is more to life than prestige, safety. Health, even health. Do you believe that this story only makes a difference for Jesus? Is it just a nice story for a sermon? Does it really apply to me and my life and what I'm facing and what goes through my mind? It does. Because this story does make a difference, you see. You can do what Jesus did because he's shown us how to resist the challenges that come, the temptations that make life unsufferable sometimes. There are people in your life who can be like the Scripture and guide you, perhaps, and lift you over the soft spots and the hard spots. There are events in your life that can be like the Scripture that guides you. And now is the time for you to practice paying attention to what the larger picture is in this temptation epic of Jesus Christ, and put temptation in the rear view mirror for all time. Truth be told, you and I can practice turning away from temptation. Anybody can do that. I can remember growing up and hearing my grandmother, "Well, now don't let temptation bite you. You just have to get away from it." I've been bit. And I've enjoyed it, probably. The tragedy is it takes me down a score whenever I am. Truth be told, I can practice turning away from temptation. Jesus leads the way. I know that from this lesson. He leads the way. Just say no. I saw that on a bumper sticker. I don't know what they were saying no to. But just say no. When things seem to get you down and you seem to be going the wrong way, we're the ones for whom Jesus lived and died and rose again. And as we try to put into practice the things that Jesus taught into our life, then we're learning. We're learning. The hard way, we're learning that we are a special people and special enough for His Spirit to attend our needs when we face them. Think about that night that He was betrayed. Sold out by one of His own, where temptation for money was pretty good. Judas succeeded. The other boys were around the table and things were going along as normal. They didn't think any further than that. And then when Jesus around that same table at the end of the meal and everyone was probably laughing and having a good time like we did last night. He looked at the most common elements of that meal. It wasn't the lamb and it wasn't the vegetables. It wasn't the fresh fruits and the nice bread stuffs here, the sweet breads that were there. It was the bread. The common bread. The everyday bread of every meal. And Jesus said, "This is my body. It's broken for you. Take it and eat. Do this, remembering me." The other thing that was so amazing, he took the cup. And it was wine. Common red wine. And he poured it and said, "This is the new covenant in my blood that's poured out for everyone for the forgiveness of sins." And as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you share my presence. Do this. remembering me. And so we, in the same manner, on this first Sunday of Lent, take bread and take the cup. And remembering our Lord in that upper room, we remember. But we also remember the desert and the temptation. The temptation